exhibition Catch Me, Grasping Speed is based on a quite general topic. This is speed in a visual art context. Mm-hmm. So what was exactly your starting point for the selection?
Maybe one of my favorite works of the last 30 years is Lauf der Dinge by Peter Fischli and David Weiss. That have always sort of triggered my mind in a way that I like their choreography as a domino effect, and the domino effect being itself a choreography ideal for an exhibition, I think. And so that was one of the starting points somewhere in my mind, and another one, very important one, was actually that we had invited, by that time when we were discussing what to do, already Tatiana Trouvé to be in space called Freezing Time. That was the way I understood her work. And so I thought, why not bring together two things speaking about time? And I sort of starting with Peter Fischli and David Weiss's work on speed being a phenomenon of slowness as well as fastness, sort of going up and down from fast to slow. I wanted to do an exhibition talking about that exactly, about speed having different ways of being treated. Another work that was also in my mind from the beginning was the work Ed Ruscha's High Speed Gardening, talking about two possibilities of speed, of the speed that is actually not able to be speeded up, like gardening, and that has its own time and it takes its time, and also talking about a society that would like to speed up around with agendas that are double filled and so on. So I had a very strong starting point that was focusing in our contemporary life and how we treat it.
So, for the first reference, I thought, for dealing with speed or worshipping speed, it came to my mind the era of futurism, Marinetti. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, because I managed to see that you had a lot of different generations of artists mm-hmm. at the exhibition. I mean, for Marinetti, speed was something to worship. Which connotation pulls out, like, the notion of speed today for contemporary artists?
I think what I am trying to show in my exhibition is that there is not one notion, that there is the manifest of Marinetti could only have been written in 1999 and not 2010. But now there are different discussions. There is certainly the discussion about a society that is being taken over by its own speed, which is certainly also a reference to Fischli Weiss or to people like Gwenaëlle Berlanger, maybe, or Lizzie Raskin, for sure, who talks about the metaphorics of speed and speed being used also to propagate a certain kind of politics. But so there is, I would say, not just one voice speaking about speed, but difference. Also, actually, I would also link some of the artists, like Xavier Veillon, who has a very slow-motion mobile in the exhibition, actually talking about the physics of speed, I would say, and referring to maybe the atomic speed of the element of life itself, of existence, where I could also read a certain kind of utopian or visionary voice in it that might link to people like the futurists directly and might try to sort of bring up a certain optimism towards speed and towards the meaning of speed itself.
So, I was mentioning the artists from different periods. More or less, they're from 20th century. But I saw also, I think, Ernst Mach on the
yes.
exhibition. Why did you choose him to put it? Because he's not coming directly from the artistic point of view. He's more or less a scientist.
Well, I decided to sort of make sort of back views, speaking to the artists themselves who were bringing projects to the house and making them specifically, I realized that they were referring a lot to people like the futurists and to the era of the beginning of the 20th century. And that's why I included in the exhibition a few works by the sort of Viennese futurists that are called kinetists. And in that era of the kinetists and their voice of how to include speed in art, there is also, of course, a lot of physics in it, a lot of new voices of what is possible. And Ernst Mach belongs to exactly that time, that period, where the photography has changed everything, where photography has changed the way how we look today and how the futurists started to look at the possibilities of bringing in speed into their artworks.
But this kinetics, it was like the local-based movement.
It's a local-based movement that is really focused on Vienna, which is, they are inspired a lot by people like Marinetti, but they have their own way of dealing. It's a lot of graphics, as you may have seen. It is a lot of painting. It's probably less three-dimensional work.
I found this another two references. So you have John Kerouac and Paul Virilio, like two different views on speed. One is like, I would say, metaphorical, and the other one is more or less literal. So it seems the same on the exhibition. What was the main key for choosing the artist? Because I see that... you have collected artists from all around the world, but still somehow basis is on domestic Austrian artists.
That is right. I was actually trying to link maybe Austrian voices with international people or with international views and trying to bring together different voices talking about speed and but focusing also on actually the scene, the local scene around me, which is Markus Wilfling and Daniel Hafner and Christian Eisenberger, who are important figures for the Austrian contemporary movement right now. But I wanted to bring them into a broader discussion, that is certainly a globalized world.
What about, I wanted to ask about this particular work of Carsten Höller, Slidehouse Project.
Yes.
Can you tell me something more about it? Because I saw this piece in various contexts. I think the last time on Venice Biennial in the selection in Arsenali, if I'm not wrong, last year.
That's right, yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit more about this particular work?
Well, I think it's probably one of the most seen and most influential works by Carsten Höller at all. And it is... Well, what I have is a few prints of his projects, a few actually sketches that of works that he would like to do that he hasn't done yet. Carsten Höller is actually planning to make a few of these slides that were at the Tate Modern, probably seen most, and lots of people remember it, where people could actually use the slide instead of a staircase. So it was a functional piece of work in the house. You could actually really literally go back down faster than walking down by the staircase. And at the same time, it was a fun piece of art. It was inviting the people to take part in something, to take part in a feeling, of course, but also to take part in thinking about maybe the use of modernist architecture or the functionality of architecture in itself. Carsten Höller is what he is doing, I think, is actually using a critical standpoint on modernist architecture, trying to sort of bring back life and fun into a kind of very earnest, very serious way of dealing with form. So I think Carsten Höller is probably one of the most visionary artists or most utopian, the ones who bring certain kind of lust for life into the discussion of speed and speed in art.
So here in Kunsthaus we see just sketches of his work. So he's actually doing the interventions in space. Yeah, this was my thought.
There is actually actually a wonderful new piece, I think installed in the just opened Contemporary Art Museum in Belgrade. In Zagreb.
Uh-huh.
By him. Also another slide, which is actually just really there to be used by the visitors instead of a staircase or instead of a lift, and being sort of transported into this thrill of speed, into the lust for life. Yeah.
If I go back now, this various selection of artworks shows somehow your curatorial tactic for this particular exhibition, and it seems that it's quite didactic. Was that also your purpose to make like the exhibition in that way, like the overview of dealing with speed in contemporary art?
No, actually not. I'm surprised that you say so. It is maybe, in a sense, didactic, that you can walk through and see a few different possibilities of how speed is treated. But in another sense, it is totally undidactic, I think, because it is working with the idea of just going from one association to another. I was sort of trying to go from the Fischli-Weiss explosions to maybe the explosions of Roman Signal, something that everybody can understand without thinking, talking about existence maybe, but it's not didactic in a sense that I am bringing up everything that has been said on the notion of speed at all. So it brings together a few things, certainly from the last century up to now, but it's not trying to bring up the whole picture.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the selection is, of course, too small to collect everybody. So, are there on this exhibition any specific curatorial interventions? So, what kind of approach do you use with curatorial work? Do you intervene directly, physically, sometimes in the setup of the exhibition?
Yes, I mean, by, of course, asking the artists to do something in the space, it is always starting from thinking about the space. We have this fantastic space that is so demanding that, of course, speed is also linked to the space itself. When we think of who has built this space, it's Peter Cook is one of the architects, and Peter Cook is also an Archigram member, who has talked in the 60s a lot about actually life and speed being brought into architecture. And so I had, of course, the starting point, the reference is the architecture itself that is actually talking about movement a lot. So, yes, that's our starting point.
So do you think that that kind of group exhibition, I'm always thinking about that, are doing the favor to some popularization of contemporary art, which is, especially in Slovenia, quite marginalized. How is with that in Kunsthaus? I mean, does Kunsthaus in Graz has a proper visit from the local and regional area?
Yes.
Broader public?
Yes, we certainly have this. I think we certainly have a kind of demand for art exhibitions that can be understood by everybody, that are not boring to people who deal with art every day, but might also be interesting for people who do not, who come into the house because it is a fantastic house itself and are just curious to see what is inside. I do think we should think about trying to do exhibitions that might also react in a sort of associative way, in a sort of direct way. Like, I do think that speed is actually, it's something that everybody can understand in a certain way. It is not purely intellectual. It is obviously also grasping. I do think that the Kunsthaus is trying to make a bridge between contemporary art discussions that are purely intellectual or highly intellectual, and trying to be, in a sense, popular at the same time, yes.